Now, as to your question, I'm prepared to believe this is Mary Smith's work and not some copycat. I have to wonder if she didn't want Arnold Greiner dead from day one. I believe she did. The questions, of course, would be why and how this motive is related to the previous incidents. Everything he said made some sense, especially that Greiner might have been a target from the start. I turned to Paige. How about you? I was beginning to wonder what he thought, which he may or may not have recognized as a mark of my growing confidence in him. Greiner and Washington just moved in, Paige said, flipping through a small notebook. 3 days ago, in fact. I know Greiner changed all his info and kept everything unlisted, so Mary would have had to go to at least a little trouble to keep up with him. That's consistent with the stalking aspect, right? And even though Greiner doesn't fit the victim profile, he's been part of Mary Smith's landscape all along. She started with him, and now, I don't know, maybe she's ending with him. Maybe this represents some kind of closure for her. Maybe her story's over. Doubtful, Fielding said, without even looking at Paige. Too much anger expressed here. Too much rage in Greiner's murder. Have you seen The Grudge? Not important. Forget I said it. What about the Blue Suburban? I asked. Any progress there? As of that afternoon, LAPD hadn't turned up anything promising, which was a little surprising, given the urgency. Fielding pulled out a handkerchief, took off his glasses, and began to polish them before he spoke. Nothing yet, he finally said. But as long as you brought it up, let me make one thing clear. I'm not Detective Galetta. I'm her boss, and I'm not going to be checking in with you at every turn.